You act like you guys bother me. Y'all don't bother me.
You got to win media good guy, don't you?
Yeah, I love all y'all's pretty faces.
Thank you.
Well, because you have your own segment. And exactly. We don't get, which is entertaining.
I'm actually part of you guys.
Yeah, you're one of us.
Yeah. Now I don't know why the team hates me. Just kidding.
When you look at Gurley on tape, what sort of strengths does he? Because nobody's been able to stop him here for the last month.
Well, I think he makes some aggressive cuts. You see him kind of hit the hole, and he makes cuts out of those holes. He's got enough speed to where he gets to the second level. He can outrun guys. He's just a runner that hits the holes. I mean, he's not going to sit there and bounce around and make a lot of moves or anything like that. He's kind of a one-cut guy that hits the hole, and he hits it hard. So we just got to be in the right place where we're supposed to be when the defense is called.
When you look at that team with the strong running game, strong defense, does it kind of remind you a little bit of your team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's kind of what we pride ourselves is being one of the best defenses out there. We've got a task at our hands today this week to try to show that. So what better way to do it against another team that, you know, has one of the strongest defenses in the league?
It's been a while, Brian, since you guys have beaten a team with a winning record. That's what Fusco was saying, that maybe Zim has stressed that to you guys. How aware are you of that?
You know, I don't care if a team's got a losing record or a winning record. It don't matter to me as long as we get the win. So, you know, this is just another opportunity for us to go out and try to get another win. So, you know, St. Louis is a good football team. They've shown that on tape. They've shown that they can win against some good teams, that they can, you know, play very physical. So we've got our task cut out for us this week. We just got to make sure we go out there and just try to get another one.
Mm-hmm. What was the key to that, like when you have an elusive guy like that?
It's funny. It's going to sound simplistic, but we've been taught since we've been little kids playing ball to always look at the belly button. The belly button doesn't move, so that's what it was for me. I just, you know, I broke down. I looked at his belly button and just didn't allow him to, you know, give me anything, any false movement or anything like that. Just, you know, look at the mass of his body and make the play.
You guys take pride as a defense in being a really good tackling team. I think you're number one in the NFL in lack of missed tackles.
That's good. You know, because we don't get to tackle a lot in practice. I mean, when you're at this point in the NFL, you should know how to tackle by now. And I think we do a good job during camp and things like that of really teaching a lot of fundamental techniques. And I think we carry it on throughout the season of, you know, staying with those fundamentals. And I think that's what helps us you know, be able to do the routine things like tackling and, you know, playing blocks and things like that.
I know personnel and scheme and all that's changed, but 2 years ago, I think you guys were last in the NFL in scoring defense and now number two. I mean, pretty crazy to think about just kind of that shift in whatever it is, a year and a half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you can make that big of a jump in such a short amount of time, I mean, that's really a credit to your coaching and to the people that they brought in. So, you know, we've got a heck of a team here, but I think we have even better coaches.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Cool. Yep.